morning and welcome to the Grace Hour broadcast, brought to you every Sunday morning at this time by the Missionary Church Association in Jamaica. I'm your host, Nigel Wilkinson.
Was blind, but now I see.
Today, the Missionary Church Association in Jamaica wishes to pay tribute to Reverend David B. Clark, who went to be with the Lord on Thursday, May 26, 2022, at the age of 103, surrounded by family members. For many of you, the name David Clark may not be familiar. However, this dedicated servant of the Lord and of his church was a luminary of the Missionary Church Association in Jamaica. It was during Reverend Clark's pastorate at the Grace Missionary Church that this radio program, to which you are now listening, the Grace Hour broadcast, was started back in 1964 as part of that church's media ministry. Reverend Clark was born in Brazil on April 5, 1919, to a Jamaican missionary father and a Brazilian mother. By October that year, David's mother died of the Spanish flu while on a visit to New York. David's father could not return to Brazil to continue his missionary work with an infant son, so he came to Jamaica to leave his motherless son with loving grandparents at Kendall House, now the Kendall Camp and Conference Center. David himself became a missionary when he and his wife Helen went to serve in the Dominican Republic and then returned to Jamaica 4 years later in the 1940s. Upon his return, he assisted the few churches of the then Christian and Missionary Alliance at Devon in Manchester and downtown Kingston to get leadership and support by joining the Missionary Church USA. He then spearheaded the transition of the Christian and Missionary Alliance work in Jamaica to the Missionary Church Association in Jamaica in 1949. Reverend Clark served the denomination as an executive member for many years, which included outstanding service as the denomination's general secretary and leading in its expansion and growth. Reverend Clark served as pastor of the First Missionary Church at 55 East Street in Kingston in the 1950s. Then he founded the Grace Missionary Church in his home at West Avenue in Constant Spring in 1956 and was also integral to the founding of the Portmore Missionary Church in St. Catherine. As a dedicated and enthusiastic church planter, Reverend Clark was involved in establishing and encouraging several other congregations over many years. He was also involved in establishing the Jamaica Theological Seminary in 1960. Reverend Clark was also active in the ecumenical life of the Christian Church in Jamaica. He was among the founding fathers of, to name a few, the Jamaica Evangelical Association, now the Jamaica Evangelistic Alliance, Kingston Keswick, Jamaica Youth for Christ, the First Billy Graham Crusade in Jamaica, and subsequent evangelistic efforts. He retired from the Missionary Church Jamaica in 1979 and returned to the USA, where he pastored for a few more years. Though a centenarian, Reverend Clark's mind remained sharp and he maintained a keen interest in the church. He spent much of his latter days in communication with the local Missionary Church Association personnel via email and telephone calls. Reverend Clark's commitment and efforts to the development of the Kendall Camp and Conference Center in Manchester are legendary. The auditorium was named in his honor in 2019, his final visit to Jamaica at the age of 100. In a post shared online shortly after his passing, one of his daughters wrote, "We loved him deeply, and he left an example of a life well lived in service to his Lord and Savior." One of the verses he read as he called them in for a family meeting before he passed was his life verse, Philippians 1 verse 6. I am confident of this, that the one who began a good work among you will bring it to completion by the day of Jesus Christ.
Oh, may all who come behind us find us faithful.
Here to share a brief reflection as we celebrate the life of David Clark is Chairman of the Missionary Church Association in Jamaica, Reverend Jacob McLean.
As I reflect on the life of Reverend David Clark, man of valor, stalwart, giant among men, visionary, pioneer, many of his other sterling qualities come rushing to mind. These include reckless generosity that reflects that of the Lord Jesus Christ, exemplary humility, passion for spreading the gospel, church planting, and institution building, a legacy of faithful service, lifelong commitment to his beloved MCAJ and Jamaica. Aspects of Paul's address to the elders of the Ephesian church in Acts chapter 20 accurately reflects Reverend Clark's commitment to the service of the Lord and the church. Paul had called the elders together for the last time. He told them, "You know, from the first day that I came to Asia, in what manner I always lived among you, serving the Lord with all humility, with many tears and trials, which happened to me by the plotting of the Jews. How I kept back nothing that was helpful, but proclaimed it to you and taught you publicly and from house to house, testifying to Jews and also to Greeks, repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. And see, now I go bound in the Spirit to Jerusalem, not knowing the things that will happen to me there, except that the Holy Spirit testifies in every city, saying that chains and tribulations await me. But none of these things move me, nor do I count my life dear to myself, so that I may finish my race with joy and the ministry which I received from the Lord Jesus to testify to the gospel of the grace of God." Acts 20, 18 to 24. Like Paul, Reverend Clark gave his all. He was all in. He kept back nothing that was helpful. He used all means available to spread the gospel and build the church in Jamaica, not just his denomination. He had 2020 vision. As a visionary, he either birthed or helped to birth so many of the ecumenical institutions that we take for granted today. Notably, the Jamaica Theological Seminary, the Jamaica Evangelical Alliance, Youth for Christ. His generosity was phenomenal. He gave of his time and resources. His love was not merely in words, but in deed and in truth. 1 John 4 verse 18. Although a giant among men, he did not wear the demeanor. He loved the simple life of devotion to the Lord and did not blow his own horn. He sought to finish his race with joy and the ministry which he had received from the Lord Jesus to testify to the gospel of the grace of God. As a true pioneer, he left markers along the way. Apart from sowing to the lives of those who succeeded him by mentoring, he helped to build institutions that would outlast himself. JTS, Grace Missionary Church, this radio program, The Grace Hour, and so many more. Reverend Clark inspired many by his life and ministry. As the incumbent in the role once held by him, I am challenged to serve with the excellence that marked his life. He gave his best, using all his gifting and resources. This is a true reflection of the Lord Jesus Christ, of whom it was said, "And they were astonished beyond measure, saying, He has done all things well. He makes both the deaf to hear and the mute to speak. Mark 7, verse 37. In closing, I draw your attention to 2 Timothy chapter 4, 7 to 8. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day. And not to me only, but also to all who have loved his appearing. This was Paul's summary statement of his life's work. I am sure that Reverend Clark thought of these words as he transitioned to glory. The challenge to us today is to be found faithful, to give of our best in service to the Master. In the words of Henry Wadsworth Longfellow, lives of great men all remind us we can make our lives sublime and, departing, leave behind us footprints on the sands of time. Reverend Clark has left footprints indeed. What will be your legacy? Pay it forward. Be generous with your time, your resources. Be faithful in your service. Be a good steward of the grace of God.
Reverend David Clark, dedicated servant of the Lord and of his church, a luminary of the Missionary Church Association in Jamaica. His wife Helen and daughter Eileen predeceased him. He is survived by daughters Grace, Barbara, Judith, Joan, and their families. The Grace Hour is brought to you by the Missionary Church Association in Jamaica. For comment or counsel, please email us at mcaj@cwjamaica.com or send a WhatsApp message to 876-791-0527. I'm Nigel Wilkinson, and it is our prayer that you will experience God's grace and mercy during the coming week.